This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Mark, who's freshly back from Vegas at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's been a weekend of conferences here for you and I, Mark. I've been at the Keenevention here in Keene, New Hampshire, the Liberty Gathering of the Fall in New Hampshire. It's actually still in the midst of happening. It's got one more day tomorrow, so if you're in New England, you can make it up here. Go to keenevention.info to learn where and when and what's happening tomorrow, because we got a full day ahead of us. It's not over yet. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Rick on the line in Michigan. He was responding to, I think, the issue of the transgender bathrooms. Actually, I'm not really sure what the initial point of the call was, Rick, but you had mentioned something about, you basically said that being gay is not natural. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so can you go ahead?
What I was saying is that basically government has been controlling the content of information being taught in our public schools and our...
Yeah, that's true.
And so they're pushing these ideas, of course, that are destructive for our country. And they're taking God out of our country, out of everything. And so now they're pushing also that homosexuality is basically normal, when in actuality,
well, it is.
It
happens in nature, so therefore it's normal by that definition.
At the very least, natural, right?
Yeah.
It goes against all laws of nature. If you're trying to procreate in nature, I mean, I think we're the only animal on this planet that is doing that kind of sort of thing.
Doing what kind of sort of thing?
Procreating.
We're the only animal that actually thinks and reasons, and we can actually...
Hold on a moment here. Now, did you just say that we're the only animal that is doing gay things? Is that what you were saying there?
I would imagine.
Demonstrably false. You need to not stop imagining.
Lots of gay critters.
Yeah, and look at the reality and the evidence.
The act, it's probably something they don't even know what they're doing. But the
all
thing
right,
is
well.
That we know what we're doing, and we have think and reason. We think and reason. We know that it's not, normal.
Look, you might have been born straight, and I think that's how people are, right? They are born a certain way, and certainly most people...
They can do whatever they want to do, and if they want to do that, they can go behind the green door and shut it. But it actually don't have to...
Most gay people are doing their deeds in private, so I don't think you have to worry about that.
Well, no, they go now and they want to force people into churches that go to churchgoers, and then they want to be able to perform into a gay marriage, which is actually a blasphemic act right in the church. And so that offends.
But my church does do gay marriages.
Well, so they should actually build a church, not go in those 100-year-old ones or 1,000-year-old ones that go in there.
I think that they should go to the churches that that want to do gay marriages for them. I mean, that's their business, right? Some Episcopal churches want to do that.
They're being forced into doing something that actually is...
I'm not familiar with this case. Is there a case where a church is being forced to do a gay wedding?
Because
I would be against that.
Now, if they denied it, of course, like that lady that stood her ground over there, was a city councilor or whatever she was over in...
She was a clerk of the court, but she wasn't a reverend.
When she stood her ground, some of these priests, or preachers, would actually give in to this PC, and so they don't want to be, attacked or anything, so of course they're going to allow this.
Well, those preachers apparently don't hold whatever that belief is very, very closely. But the problem is that the government got involved in marriage in the first place. Marriage licenses became widespread because they didn't want blacks and whites getting married post-Civil War. And Republicans were just fine with marriage being between one man and one woman for a very long time. They weren't going out there and they weren't saying, marriage, the government shouldn't be involved in marriage. Republicans were propagating it all over the place. And now the Republicans are interested in the libertarian stance on marriage, which is that the government shouldn't be involved.
We don't mind that the marriage is all fine. They can actually go to a court and get married by the...
They can come to my church and get married if they want.
The attorney, by the power of the state that's invested in the whoever it is actually...
Why would you want to get married by the state? great.
Ew, that's icky.
Yeah,
if they want to get married by the court so they can get the same kind of rights and stuff like that.
They could get married by Mark's church. That's okay, right? Rick?
If they get married, that somebody dies, right, and they get the benefits and stuff like that, they have the same
Rick,
kind.
I'm glad that you support gay marriage. That's a good thing. But you're okay with Mark's church marrying gay people, right, if they want to?
Not at a church. I would say...
Whoa, it's not your church.
Well, they can build a church, and they can have one of all their own, and they can have that. That's fine, but if they go...
Well, what if Mark's church wants to allow them to get married? Why is that a problem?
Churchgoers that are already there, that have been there praising the Lord, and they're all straight, and they go by the word
of
God.
Do you think all churches follow your belief system?
No, not by my belief system. I'm talking about when people have been going to church, and all of a sudden this whole thing starts to change around with these.
Is this all of a sudden, Mark? You said your church has been doing gay marriage.
Yeah, church has been the Quakers have been doing gay marriages for a long time.
Thanks for the call, Rick.
Episcopals. The thing is that things are going to change. If your church, for whatever reason, decides to start doing gay marriages, and you don't want that, do what they did right here in the Monadnock region. A church
splinter.
Had a schism. Over this. There were two buildings. Really? They took two buildings. They went to two different places.
Which church?
I don't know the name of it, honestly.
Yeah, I was just curious what the religion was.
I don't know. I drive by it. I really don't pay much attention.
How did you hear about that? Was it in the news?
It was the local chit-chat.
Huh. Okay.
So I don't know the specifics of it, but, you know, whatever. Why? I can't understand why people would want to go to a church where they don't want to perform a wedding for them. Right? Like, why wouldn't... Yeah. If I was gay, I wouldn't want to go to a church. As a matter of fact, if I was straight, I wouldn't want to go to a church where they're like, oh, we're just not going to deal with your friends around here.
Let's go to Dave, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, well, I appreciate the good sense you showed with that last caller, and there was a need for good sense there, and I didn't want to be one to transition too abruptly away from the topic of who gets to use what restroom, but I don't find it relevant to me. Personally.
Not a worry. It's Free Talk Live, Dave. You never have to apologize for bringing up what you want, so please.
Well, I'm hoping I can get your guys' thoughts on something, because I've come to the conclusion that it doesn't so much matter what kind of government we have. What matters an awful lot is what kind of people are getting into that government and trying to manage it, represent it. I think, you know, if there are people that are honestly trying to do the best for the people they represent, their constituents, they're going to do it. And if they are in it because they want
to... It's not possible. You can't represent your constituents. I mean, by the nature of the idea of representing people, you inevitably are going to have conflicts because people are different. And your constituents, you better believe, are going to have differing views on various different issues. So you could claim that you represent the majority of the constituents, but you could never represent all the constituents. And further, you really can't even represent a majority of them very accurately either, because even the majority probably disagrees on the details of how, you know, a transgender bathroom should be applied or whatever the hell the issue is that you're supposedly representing them on. The only thing you can really accurately do as far as representing another person is represent yourself or maybe one other person. Because as soon as you bring a second person in, as soon as, you know, if you tried to represent Mark and I, it wouldn't work, Dave, because Mark and I, even though we agree on a lot of things, we still don't agree on all the details. So you couldn't possibly accurately represent the both of us, could you?
Well, I think you're taking me in a direction I didn't intend to go, and that's not my logic either.
That's okay.
We have, in our country now, a government in which people seem to be committed to representing a small fraction of 1% who are strictly in the business of making big bucks and in no sense in the business of trying to represent what maybe benefits the majority of struggling working people.
While that may be an accurate statement, what is it that could be done to ever change that? I mean, it's the mega corporations are the ones lining these guys' pockets. I mean, putting up somebody else to run for office just means they'll be subject to the same bribery.
Well, that's what at least we got to see and explore and come up with a plan, because as long as that goes on, we're in a hell of a fix right now.
Yeah, I can understand. And you're in California, so it's probably even more pronounced there. Thank you, Dave, for your call. Here in New Hampshire, the state representatives get paid $100 a year. So that tends to result in a certain type of person who would normally be attracted to politics not being attracted to being a representative in New Hampshire.
No lawyer industrial complex.
So I think that's a good thing about, you know, that's one way to kind of mitigate that problem. 855-453, that's our number here.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh yes, it is Free Talk. Talk Live, and it's Extra Live on Halloween. We're here for you. You can call in about anything you want to discuss. And join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, health insurance isn't the only option for people, is it? As much as the government might like you to think.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've started a Liberty Health Share at my house. So we're doing Liberty Health Share, and it is really working for us. It is for us. It's a solution to Obamacare, because you share with other people who share your values the costs of health care. It's not insurance exactly. It's a health share. You share the burden, but you choose your own doctor. You choose your own hospital. You live out your values in health care. You can join the movement and to change health care for good. It's libertyhealthshare.org, 800-722-8041. LibertyHealthShare.org, 800-722-8041.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Let's go to Jim. He's listening in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I got a statement to make.
All right.
First of all, the government, I wish they never got involved in marriage, causing it to have a license and order to marry. And,
I'm with you there.
But now that the government is involved, they should have fixed straight marriage before legalizing same-sex marriage.
Now, how do you fix straight marriage? What do you mean by that?
My girlfriend, Donald Trump said he's going to fix it. I'm all for it.
What do you mean? Well, I mean, what is it when you say fix it? What do you want to see?
My girlfriend, I'll give you an example. Yeah. My girlfriend and I can never get married because the Social Security lawyer said that she will lose her Social Security benefits that she gets from her father. That if we get married, she loses it. And as a result, we lose our house because we need that income.
Well, that's what happens when you depend on the government, right? They get to set the rules.
Right.
I'd say that you're married if you say you're married, and the piece of paper that the government gives you should be inconsequential.
Yeah, just go ahead and have a marriage ceremony.
Right, because we even exchanged vows in our house after being in our house together for 7 years.
There you go.
Exchanged vows and rings. But in the eyes of the government, we're not married. But, hey, I guess God is greater than the government.
Yeah, who cares what they think? They're just a bunch of people.
We're married.
Right. Jim, good call. Thanks for the call, Todd. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to VPO, calling from Earth. You're on Free Talk Live, VPO.
Hey guys, how you doing? Happy Halloween.
Hey, Dave in New York, what's on your mind tonight?
My ex-best friend, you all know him, Nick from Boston, Massachusetts.
Do not know him, I think he might have called the show. But just because someone calls the show doesn't mean that I know them. I don't really know you either, Dave. We just know what you tell us. Anyway, what about this guy in Boston?
Well, he is now my ex-best friend. He does illegal drugs, and I want him to stop.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, you have never done an illegal drug?
Never. He has sent me so many.
What drugs do you do?
He has sent me so many videos smoking pot, doing weed, and taking pictures with meth. His brain is so messed up.
Taking pictures with meth?
Yes, his brain is so messed up that I keep on telling him to not post on the DS board. And what does he do? He does it anyway. I'm sick of it. You know, I want him.
Well,
to stop.
Now what is the BS? What is? Hold on. I don't know if you can. If BS stands for something you can't say on the radio, then don't say it. But what is the BS board generally? What is that?
B like in dog, S like in Superman.
Okay.
You know, but. His brain is so unwired and so messed up that, you know, I tell him to not post on the DS board. And what does he do? He does it anyway.
But what does DS actually stand for?
Why would you tell somebody they can't post on a board? Do you own the board?
I don't. The what?
Do you own the board? Did you put the message board up?
No, I don't. Some guy down over in Pennsylvania.
All right, then stop ordering people around, Dave. Problem solved.
What is the DS board, Dave? What is it?
It's a something I really can't say on the radio, but
okay.
I just want to stop, you know, posting on there. And
what drugs are you? What drugs have you done, Dave?
Never. I have never done any illegal drugs at all.
What legal drugs are you into then?
I even put up a video of him smoking pot, smoking weed.
Okay, okay. I got you. But I want to know more about you, Dave, not Nick. I'm not really interested in him. So what drugs legally have you done?
I just want my ex-best friend, Nick, to stop taking drugs.
Dave, you've got to have a conversation. This isn't a one-sided thing where you just keep getting to repeat yourself over and over again. So I'll give you one more chance to have an actual conversation with me. What legal drugs have you done, Dave?
Legal? I mean, the stuff you get at, like, CVS or Walgreens,
yeah,
kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure, sure.
I get, anxiety pills.
Uh-huh. So, what about alcohol? Have you ever done alcohol?
Never drunk, never.
Really?
Really.
That is fascinating. All right. Very interesting, Dave.
Yeah, it could be one of the reasons why your calls are so boring.
Here's
my recommendation, Dave, is that you have a talk with your friend and express your concern as opposed to...
I have, Mark.
He doesn't care. He's no longer his friend.
He doesn't care. I keep on telling him.
Right. He's obviously picking his weed over you, Dave. Well, how does that make you feel? Someone chose an inanimate object, a plant, has been chosen over you. What is that? How does that make you feel?
Very angry.
Well, that isn't a surprise to me.
Hey, Dave, I hear you're coming to the Halloween party tonight in Keene. Is it true?
I don't even have a costume. I didn't even know about it.
I hear that there's...
Actually, somebody's dressed up as you.
There's going to be pictures of you at this Halloween costume.
They've got a sticker on that says that they're not a pedophile.
Anyway.
Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. Do you think he's real?
Yeah.
You think he's real? I think he's real.
Absolutely.
All right. Toll free number. And by the way, Johnson.
Really weird.
Johnson's costume looks awesome. And for those of you who've been following the show, you know that Dave has called for a long time on Free Talk Live. He is not quite a chronic caller, but calls often enough to be recognizable. Like he tried to call himself VPO there was his name. Oh, maybe that stands for very pissed off or something like that. Because he's usually angry when he calls in. Always angry about some wrong that another person has allegedly committed against him. And it's usually based on some sort of internet message board. Anyway, Dave has a YouTube channel. It's called Hudson Valley Guy and then the number one. And he literally has over 1,000 videos that range from fairly entertaining and amusing because of Dave's mannerisms and the way he repeats himself and the things he says in the videos to bizarre and very strange. And it can be an entertaining watch, especially if you get high first. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to York. Not that I'm recommending that to kids in the audience. But, of course, I'd recommend that over getting drunk because drinking alcohol is a really dangerous thing. It's a super dangerous drug. I'm glad to hear Dave stays away from alcohol. Let's go on, though. Cheryl, listening in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to one of your callers, so I think I kind of get the gist of where he might have been going, but you kind of threw him because you hit him with some pretty hard facts that you didn't have any preparation for. But I think what he was trying to say is, you know, if I'm gay and I want to get married and I want to get married in a church, then it's incumbent on me to find a church that will marry me if my heart's desire is to get married in a church.
Hear, hear.
What I think the problem is...
I want to know the problem. Stand by, Cheryl. We'll give you a chance to explain it here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. It's brand new, been redesigned just for you. Unfortunately, the downloading for the shows has been broken for the last few days. So if you want to listen to Free Talk Live, it's best to subscribe to the podcast at the moment. There are ways to download the show. In fact, there's a sticky post on the front page of the website that will give you instructions on how to accomplish that. I apologize for the inconvenience, and it has been inconvenient for some people. So we're working on it behind the scenes to get her done and get that solved. But in the meantime, everything else should be working just fine over at freetalklive.com, including your ability to actually submit content right there to the front page of the website and then vote it up or vote it down, whether you like or dislike it, and then we'll take a look at it and consider it for show prep. Might talk about it on the radio. Dean and Mark here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Cheryl's listening in Indy. Cheryl, you were driving at some sort of a point, but you didn't have much time there. Go ahead with your thoughts now.
I appreciate you putting me on hold. That's fine. I'm driving still. What I was trying to say is I think the problem right now that we're facing is, you know, as far as we know, the most recent statistics I heard is that the gay population represents less than 5% of the people in our country. So we've got less than 5% of the population, and we are being told that it's discrimination to choose not to marry them, to choose not to make a cake for their wedding, to choose not to photograph their wedding. And if I'm a gay person, and I have a gay brother, and I think he would probably agree, if you want to get married in a church, then you find a church that has no problem with that, and you get married. What I don't like is when people walk in a church or a bakery or a photography studio and say, this is what I want, and when they're told, no, thank you, we don't choose to do that. Now it's become this big thing.
Some people sued over that, and
let's get all legalistic. Let's run them out of business. Let's accuse them of the.
Yeah, I think that's horrible.
Yeah, I think this is where gay rights jumped the shark first off. Why in the world would you want to force somebody to make a cake for you? The worst cake in the world. I mean, you're not going to eat a cake that you made somebody make for you. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Exactly, because you aren't even going to know what's in it. You might not want to know, but the point is that we're not allowing freedom. We're talking about freedom.
I agree with you, Cheryl.
And
people,
you know what? If I'm a baker in a town and there's two gay people and they walk in and I don't want to bake their cake, they can go someplace and find someone that will.
They can come to my bakery.
I don't think my business is going to take a hit.
Oh, yeah, well, because I won't go there either. Because if I find out that you're doing that, see, let the market decide. Yeah.
The market will decide the success or failure of churches, businesses, photographers, etc.
I'm with you. I'm with you there, Cheryl.
Yeah, I absolutely call that religious freedom. Or whatever freedom. Philosophical freedom.
Absolutely.
If you're an atheist,
business
it doesn't
freedom.
Feel like making cakes for gay people
or
whomever
or
you, or Christians, or whomever it is that you don't want to make cakes for, you shouldn't have to do it. Because
absolutely.
To force somebody into that is a form of slavery. And that's ultimately what democracy is. Democracy is 51% telling 49% how they've got to live and how they've got to be and how they've got to act.
Yeah, democracy sucks.
And you know what? In my own experience, I married an atheist. I was raised in church. My pastor refused to marry us because I was marrying a non-believer.
Wow.
You know what? I didn't stop going to church there. I didn't hold it against him. His belief was that it was against what the oath he took as a pastor, to marry the unequally yoked. I didn't like it, but I got in the Yellow Pages. I found someone else to marry us. I found a venue that would marry us, that there were no problems with, and I continued to go to that church for years after that. I've respected my pastor's right to say no.
Problem solved. Thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it certainly is discrimination to tell someone, I don't want to make a cake for you. That, by definition, you know, because of whatever reason, that is by definition discrimination. And that's okay. If people want to discriminate, they should be free to do that. I can also discriminate in return and say, hey, look, if you don't make this gay couple a cake, then I'm not going to do business with you ever, because I think that is inappropriate. I think that, you know, leave those people alone. If they want to make a cake, then make them a cake, you know, whatever. But you shouldn't be forced to.
I think that, right. I think that it comes down to your belief system. If that's, and I may or may not choose to, you know, go to a business that makes whatever decisions they make. At some point or another, you know, if you choose to boycott every business that doesn't believe like you believe in every way, you have now boycotted every business.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's one of the difficulties with this whole line of thinking. But to force people that don't, you know, believe other than what you believe, I think it's problematic, and it's at some point or another, it's going to result in you know, less freedom for yourself. If you want freedom, you need to protect the freedoms of other people that disagree with you.
You can join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Stephen in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
Well, I follow all the news, and this most recent thing about this plane crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula killed like 224 people.
Yeah, Russian plane crashed.
No, actually, it was a Norwegian plane.
Oh, really? Okay, all the headlines are saying it's a Russian plane.
No, it was a Norwegian plane. Let's see here. So the passengers on board, including 214 Russians and 3 Ukrainians, the Egyptian government said in a statement. Now, they said that, but other people are saying other things. Anyway, the flight was 9268. It was
coming on here. Where are you going with this?
I'm trying to explain it to you.
Yeah. So
the flight was actually operated by Kolgolyaminiva.
Yeah.
So maybe that is Russian.
Well, all the reports are saying it's a Russian. It's a Russian flight.
It said out of St. Petersburg. It died.
Okay. So we've determined who ran the flight. So
while I'm just wondering, with all the tensions and difficulties in the area, like, you know, was this an accident? Or, I mean, who could have, if there was a terrorist attack, who could it have
been? The difficulties in Egypt?
They're thinking, a lot of people are thinking maybe Egypt, maybe ISS, maybe the Russians, you know, who knows?
Could be.
Who knows, indeed. I don't know. I mean, if a plane crashes, do we immediately suspect a surface-to-air missile? I mean, I suppose that should be on the plate. It sure didn't seem like, it was a Russian missile that took down a plane from Northern Europe just a few months ago. So I guess that, there could be some retribution that somebody's thinking about. But these are, in all cases, innocent passengers and shouldn't be, shouldn't be privy to this.
Most of them were French. There were some others. It's Austrian. It's not the Russians.
I'm not sure what we're talking about here. Well, Stephen, I'm not sure where we're supposed to go with this besides, speculation here, right? Because nobody really knows anything at this point. Whenever you've got breaking news like this, first of all, details get wrong. I mean, the CNN and whoever else it is, I've got the CNN story here pulled up, but whoever else it is that's reporting on this, they do their best, I think, to try to ferret out the actual information from whatever's being, thrown around out there on the various different channels.
Yeah, on the ACBNet, yeah.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's just no point in getting on the air and saying, well, it could have been this, it could have been this, it could have been this. I mean, it could have been a lot of things. It could have been aliens, space rays, or whatever, but probably not. So who knows what has actually happened. There will likely be some kind of an investigation and some sort of official determination, and the conspiracy theorists will, of course, ignore all of those things. And I'm not saying that you should trust the government, by no means. No, I'm saying that at all. But what can you do, really? I mean, unless you're there investigating it yourself, you got to kind of take somebody else's word for it, right? 855.
All the information you get is secondhand.
855-453, 855-450-3733. Just, maybe don't fly over Egypt anymore. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial on in toll free to join us right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online. The website, I don't know if I was clear before, there is a issue with the downloading. If you click the comments on the top item on the website, which is announcing sort of that there's a problem, it'll give you instructions on how to manually download things. But a good way to receive Free Talk Live online is through our podcast. That way it's automatically delivered to you whenever the episode is released. And, of course, you can find out more about how to do that over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. You can call about whatever's on your mind. Dana is on the line in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dana.
Hey. You said something earlier about representatives in New Hampshire or someplace that make very little money.
Yes. $100. Yeah. State representatives make, and senators, make $100 per year plus a small mileage stipend.
Well, one of the things that I thought I know has been thrown out there for a long time is our congressional people that have been there for 30, 40, 50 years, and that there should be term limits for congressmen because they become, they're not in it for the public or for the good of the country. They're in it to make money, and they can be bought and sold by whoever is willing to pay them the most. And the only way we can ever change that is to make it so that they're not trying to constantly make money to get reelected.
How are you going to make it so that happens?
Well,
without their consent.
That's the problem, because they are the ones that would have to write the law.
That's right.
And that would put them out of a job. So my possible solution would be to write a bill that wouldn't go into effect for maybe 15 years, 10, 15 years, and maybe those people that are writing it would see themselves as retired or whatever by then, or at least the majority of them. And so they wouldn't mind writing a bill for somebody else to have term limits, because they'll
That's the best solution I've heard yet. I've got to say, I've been against term limit laws for a while, just because I consider them to be not of much value. But I have I've been swayed recently on this issue. I do think that when you get these really entrenched politicians that get all this power accumulated to themselves, it makes it so that even the other representatives get elected in, they don't have the power. So I like the idea of keeping. Churning the pot, but how to get it done, it seems like a lot of political capital for very little. But in your suggestion here, just making it some rule that takes effect way in the future, I think is a better idea. Or possibly they are working on a constitutional convention on this issue, and it's relatively close in getting done.
Wait a minute. I mean, if it's true, and I believe that it certainly is, that these politicians are being bought and sold by mega corporations and special interests, then obviously if one of the politicians proposes the idea of term limits and the mega corporations or special interests see that as a threat to their power, then they'll vote against it, won't they?
Well, that's possible, and I'm not sure why. I don't know how it ever became legal to bribe a congressman.
That's not bribery. It's a campaign contribution. It's a donation to a PAC.
I just think then it needs to be limited to $50 or something, because it doesn't seem to me that anybody would deny that this has become, even well-meaning, determined, moral people go in meaning to do the best they can for the government, for the country, and after 10, 15 years, they've lost their minds. They're doing the same thing as everyone else.
So the obvious downside to term limits is you're also term limiting somebody who in theory might be good, right? So Ron Paul had, 12 terms or something like that?
That's true, but I'm hoping that then there will be other people that are worthy of taking those places.
What's the evidence that those people are seeking those roles?
Amash is pretty good compared to Ron Paul.
I think if you have people that are actually know that this is a short-term thing, they can go in, they can spend, 10, 12 years doing whatever they can to improve the government, pass laws that are common sense, and this is not all about whatever a lobbyist will pay you the most, then you might have people that actually got involved in government because they feel like they can make a difference.
So your proposal is 10 years? Your proposal is 10 years?
I don't know. I haven't thought it through that far. I mean, I'm not sure.
Any proposal would be better than what we have.
The difficulty
is getting something done. What you're asking the pigs at the trough, and I don't mean to insult pigs, but you're asking the pigs at the trough to decide how much food they get. And being a pig farmer, I can tell you they are ravenous beasts. they just keep eating till they're full.
I would never expect them to pass that law about themselves. But if they could say it's not going into effect until 2030, then they might be willing to do that.
It's an interesting proposal. I've never heard it before. You can always call your congressman and see how that goes.
Just with Obamacare, it's not going to go into effect for 2 years, and then, everybody was okay with it because
I'm not okay with it. Hey, thanks, Dana. I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you for making it and sharing your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If it's a threat to the status quo, they're not going to do it. I mean, I get where she's coming from, the idea that they might decide to screw their, you know, the people coming down the line 15 years later. I mean, it is the best, probably, proposal for term limits as far as at the national level. But you're probably better off trying for secession at this point.
I heard some term limit guys out there that have had some success getting state governments to advocate for term limits for national reps. And because it would be state governments, they could actually get, you know, sort of a an amendment to the Constitution in place. I think that that's the best route. And the same guy in his conversation convinced me on an issue I haven't been convinced on in years. So
the issue of term limits?
The issue of term limits. So
you're in favor of term limits.
I'm in favor of term limits.
How many years?
10's fine.
10.
What difference does it make?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if the idea is that term limits are good, then the idea should be that shorter terms are better than longer ones, right? Turnover is the idea, churning through these politicians so they don't have a long time to really do damage and make political connections with these mega corporations or whatever, then wouldn't 2 years be better than 10?
At that point, how are you going to deal with the Senate, term.
I'm sorry, I was thinking New Hampshire. There are two-year terms here. 4 years, whatever. Whatever the minimum amount of years is.
I think their numbers, these term limit guys' numbers, are different than what I'm suggesting, but 10 has gravitas. The president's limited to 10, so if you say 10 across the board, then yeah, there you go.
All right, let's go to Millicent, calling from Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Millicent.
Yes, hi. My take on that Russian aircraft that went down was that I think Russia had shot that Malaysian 370. No one ever found those people, and I think Russia was the one that shot them down, and they got them back.
You're talking about from a couple years ago?
Yes, the Malaysian jet that went down. I believe Russia did it, and now they got them back. They waited, and they got them back. And
seems kind of petty, but, you know, I wouldn't put it past the government.
The missile that took down that Malaysian jet, they typed as a type that had been phased out of the Russian military. Now, the Russian separatists in Ukraine may very well have been issued that missile, and the argument for it is that only a trained Russian crew would know how to operate that missile. So maybe maybe Russia sort of sent some covert folks in. They made a mistake. They shot down the wrong plane.
I'm sticking with aliens.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Thanks, Millicent. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I mean, if we're in the realm of speculation, then anything's valid as far as I'm concerned. I mean, who knows if Russia did whatever and then they got him back? I mean,
we can tell what type of missile it is. It's not pure speculation when you've gone through the wreckage, you've decided what type of missile it was, down to the model number. I mean, you know, it's not pure speculation.
You're saying terrorists couldn't get their hands on Russian missiles?
And could terrorists fire it? We're not talking about a shoulder-launched missile here, pal.
Toll-free numbers, 855-453.
If you got into an ICBM silo, would you be able to fire a missile?
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.